Thank you, Daryl. I do need to make a correction, two corrections actually. What I'm going to be releasing tonight is a prophetic word. I don't know if you didn't get it or what happened. The second one is, I'm now down as leading prayer for the new economy for Israel, and scratch Beth off that one. That was the big relief for her, you know. It was like taking a spiritual Alka-Seltzer. Okay. Are you online, Daryl? What did you leave with?
Yes, I got it. Thank you, Nita.
Okay. So I'm going to ask, actually what I've done is ask Ricky to read this prophetic lineup here. And then I will go back through it with you and expound on various portions of it. So we just ask you to be pay real close attention, please. Ricky, are you ready to go, honey?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Sorry, Daryl, that was my fault. I'm so sorry. Today I had been talking to Mom, and the message she released Sunday, we're going to be releasing part of this. I'm going to read it for her, though, and then she's going to expound on it. So, and I know that people like to take notes and stuff, but we will put this together, and we'll put it on our website as well. So if you miss something, the audio will be on the website, but we're also going to have the written version on the website for you, okay? So you can share it out as well. All right, so Sunday night, okay, so this was, she first spoke this September 30th of 2021. And the first thing, measured judgment, this is going to come in the form of justice and measured judgment. God is through it and on the other side of it going to begin to show forth his glory, which will arrive and slowly increase until all things foretold are come to pass. So, Mom, did you want to expand on that, or are you going to go back through it after I'm done?
Yeah, I'll go back to it, you know, or the two of us can.
Okay.
I'd like to read the whole thing through first and then take a run back through it with explanation.
Okay, great. And I think I know there's a lot of talk about the April 8th date. And so don't think this is about that, please. I think it's very important that we don't superimpose the word that she's giving today on top of that information that's out there. Please separate that. I've even heard the Lord is returning April 8th. A lot of talk is up about April 8th right now because of the eclipse. So anyway, so I just wanted to add that.
Thank you.
Okay. Sorry.
It's okay, sweetheart. Thank you.
Okay. I just want to make sure people don't run with that. Okay. So, all right, so disciplines of the Lord. His babes will be protected. Okay, that's the subtitle of that. His babes will be protected. So this sounds awesome and overwhelming, but the Lord will be here in grace for his church. Those who walk holy before the Lord will not be touched by the disciplines of the Lord. Jesus will empty cities, states, and whole countries of the unrepentant. Think of Nigeria. A vision, streaks of lightning. A laser came down, hitting the soil or the land. Because there was something in the soil like nuclear waste, fire broke out. Within moments, the whole area was exploding in fire. Nothing living survived. No building survived. I stood from afar and watched the whole area was exploding in fire. Nothing living survived. No building survived. She saw whole city consumed and all its people within minutes. Number three, a return to God's government. He's going to deal with the Dems and the Republicans. The Democratic Party will be obliterated and the Republican Party will be purged. Biden administration, his political friends will come to an abrupt halt. It will result in jail and fines for some, prison and severe justice for others. Murderers, those guilty of treason and high crimes against the nation will suffer high discipline, the toughest discipline possible. Amen. Just had to add that. The Dems will fall like dominoes. The Republicans, those rhinos and traitors on a severe level. Ecclesiastes 3:16 and 17 in the Amplified Classic says, "Moreover, I saw under the sun that in the place of justice there was wickedness, and that in the place of righteousness wickedness was there also. I said in my heart, God will judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time appointed for every matter and purpose and for every work. The government will be upon the shoulders of our God." Isaiah 9:6, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father of Eternity, Prince of Peace." America will rise to a higher and greater nobility for a sustained season. Purity in the nation will look more like the 50s and the 60s. Praise God. And these are additional notes, more like bullet points. So revival will touch children as young as 2 and 3 years of age, all the way up through the elderly. Purging of educational system through which great beauty will shine forth. Amen. I've seen that too. Holiness unto the Lord. There will be an ethnic healing. Healing. Praise God. The economy will be healed. It will definitely be restored to gold and asset-based. Not time for the Illuminati, their agenda of digital-only currency. I know a lot of people are very concerned and afraid about that. It's not time for that. Electoral laws will be changed. There will be, praise God, there will be a season when water and crops are going to be under attack, but God will intervene. He will intervene. It won't last long. Think about fracking and the effect of that. The next one, we will soon see the loyalists coming forth. I created a map of their heaviest activity. She said she's going to try to find it so we can put it in here. George Washington.
I did find it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So we'll have to get that inserted. Please be patient while we put this together to get this out to you and get it on the website, okay, as far as the written version. Okay, I'll see if I can find it. George Washington scenes splash across the scene. Amen. Tonight we're going to pray for the black race, that God will deliver them from the slave mentality. The next one, the elite are attempting to use a sword of division to gain their purpose now, but soon it will revert back to the Lord's hand and come down on them. Habakkuk 2, verses 2, 3, and 14. "And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and engrave it so plainly upon tablets that everyone who passes may be able to read it easily and quickly as he hastens by. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, and it hastens to the end. fulfillment. It will not deceive or disappoint. Though it tarry, wait earnestly for it, because it will surely come. It will not be behindhand on its appointed day. But the time is coming when the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Habakkuk 3, 1 and 4, a prayer of Habakkuk the prophet set to wild, enthusiastic, and triumphal music. Picture that. O Lord, I have heard the report of you and was afraid. O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make yourself known. In wrath, earnestly remember love, pity, and mercy. God, approaching from Sinai, came from Teman, which represents Edom, and the Holy One from Mount Paran in the Sinai region. Salah, pause and calmly think of that. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise, and his brightness was like the sunlight. Rays streamed from his hand, and there in the sunlight splendor was the hiding place of his power. Praise God. For the good, the next thing, the good of things on a happy note, we are going to see world reformation and revival. This will be better than restoration because God is going to bring forth the new in glory. It will be called the Great Awakening. Now, this is back in 2021. So praise God. There will be witty inventions. God is going to bring America into repentance, revolution, and reconciliation, seen under the category of ethnic healing, as well as reconciliation with God. That will lead to a whole new glorious relationship with God in this country and many countries of the world. Signs and wonders, healings and miracles. So we are coming into some of the richest times in America's history. Amen. Okay, Mom.
Thank you, honey. Stay close. We did find the map with the loyalists on it. So I think, did you send that to her already? Okay, Elizabeth, she's the one that found it. And she's already sent it to Ricky. So it'll be with Ricky's material to go on the website soon. Just almost immediately. We know that you're anxious to hear what's going on, and the Lord is speaking. I spent years holding prophetic warnings and not sharing them, just praying over them until Jesus appeared to me and told me he gave those prophetic warnings for the church and that he did not want me to withhold them and to get them out as quickly as possible behind each prophetic insight. So I'm trying to do better about that. I just get shy, that's all. Some prophets are just so bold, you know, they can just come and tell it like they've been sitting on it for 10 years, but I'm just a really shy person, and it's not easy for me. So thank you for your patience. Okay. This awesome and overwhelming grace that is coming to his church, there are times when you can talk about the holiness of the Lord, and if you haven't experienced things like I've experienced and things like I walk in today, it can almost seem overwhelming. It can almost seem like, oh, brother, you know, that kind of reaction. I can remember 20 years ago, churches didn't even want to hear messages on holiness. But my message to the church from the beginning has been to walk in righteousness and in holiness. So I didn't understand why they asked me to come and teach in the church, you know, when the pastor himself is having a problem with it. So I had to walk through quite a maze in the earlier years. But later, pastors began to call me and apologize and ask me to return and give the message again of the call to His holiness and to walk in His righteousness. It sounds overwhelming. It sounds demanding. People who have suffered injury from authority figures for lack of obedience might think that it's too much, that that's not, they can't walk with a God like that because they feel like He's going to be hypercritical, never happy with anything you do. And that's really quite the opposite, but I'm not going to go into a lot of detail on that tonight because we've got too much to cover. We've been trying to help people who open their heart to this ministry to not only think about holiness and walking in a highly righteous life before God, but to love it, to love to walk in His holiness, to love to be corrected when we make mistakes or are downright rebellious toward His holy demands. We're trying to help people understand that this is a love gift and a love call from God. It's not something to be feared and to run away from. People who live holy before the Lord, wrapped and clothed in His holiness, filled with His holiness, experience great favors from the Lord. Not to mention, you don't have to walk in the very unclean element of the worldly system. We live in the earth, we live in the world, but we don't have to be a part of it. And His goal is to bring us to a place where we are not a part of it. So be praying for that, for the church, for your own lives, for your family's lives. You'll never, ever be sorry for it. Jesus will empty city, states, and whole countries of the unrepentant. The vision that I shared below is just one of the many visions that both Ricky and I have had. And I can tell you the first time that I ever shared in one of my newsletters that two cities were going to be totally obliterated by the Lord because of the depths of sin that the city maintains, totally obliterated from the map. I was down in Australia when He gave me that prophetic word. I sent that home to Ricky and asked her to get that out. And the amazing thing was, by the time I got home from Australia, the first city had already been absolutely decimated. So He does do things like this. You've got to remember, if you ever want to know, does God really do stuff like this, check on Israel's history. Because Israel will forever be a time guide, a time meter for the world. What He has done with Israel, He will do with His church, He will do with the nations. If He's done it with Israel, He's still the same God. When it comes to blessings, blessings will abound. When it comes to dealing with and judging irreverent, unholy behavior, as I said, whether it's a family, it's a church, it's a city, a nation, when his grace runs out, when his mercy runs out, he has to judge. And usually it isn't that he's like pouring the bowl of wrath down on them. Often all he has to do is stand back and let them drink of the fruit that they've been creating, the juice of the fruit that they've been creating. And so they become their own judge of their own life, church, city, country. Sin leads to death. I don't care who you are. I don't care how you are. I don't care if you are a person, a city, a church, a nation. It's going to break your heart, intercessors, because your hearts are tender because of the time you spend before the Lord. It is going to break your heart to see some of the churches that are going to be just brought to the ground because they raise their churches up on what we call the hyper-grace message. Some churches in this country got so bad on that message that they would tell their people, don't even say the word sin. That's an archaic word. Don't even say the word sin. You just live your life and God forgives all. That's what it's all about. And it became a stench, that message. I can't tell you how deep it went. It was so heartbreaking. I just wept and wept and wept when I heard about it. There are still churches that are living under that delusion. God is a just and a holy God, and he's also a God of intense love, like the which none of us could ever do except he do it through us. And when you love someone, you don't want to see them self-destruct. So you will do anything to help them come out of the ways of sin and death and come into the ways of truth, light, love. And that's kind of what's going on right now. He's making this transition where the church has made him like a spiritual Santa Claus into revealing the God that he really is. And that is a God of intense goodness and a God of severity to those who refuse to repent. So please be praying for the church, for the nations, for families. It's not going to be an easy time, but God will get us through it. He's a God of unfathomable grace. And I put at the end of that, think Nigeria. And I know that it's very hard to think that God would let a whole nation the size of Nigeria be devoured. But Nigeria has brought that upon themselves. He didn't just arbitrarily decide, Nigeria would be a good nation to prove who I am. And then he begins to, you know, sling I forgot what they call it, you know, but the reaper, the sickle of the reaper. And he begins to swing the reaper, the sickle, sorry. it isn't like that. He pulled back his grace. Still mercy is there. He's gathering children together to put them in a safe place, a place of refuge. And any of those who have refused to forsake him, they will be saved. They will be taken into places of refuge. And in addition to that, God will open the doors for a short time for children and for those faithful ones to come out of Nigeria before he finishes this work of extreme and severe discipline. We're going to see many African nations that are going to fall under that sickle. When the angel of the Lord first took me up into the heavens and took me on that tour that I've shared with you off and on over the last year or so, one of the places that we spent a lot of time in was Africa. He took me to several nations in Africa. And he would say to me, as it goes with Nigeria, so will it be here. As it goes with Nigeria, so will it be here. Nation after nation in Africa. And then he took me to nations all over the world. I mean, we got all the way down to South America and, you know, down below the equator, he took me to, not Malaysia, but it's, no, honey, it's the nation, I think it's south of Malaysia.
Oh, Indonesia.
He took me to the Indonesian islands. You talk about a heartbreak. I'll never forget it. It always brings tears. There wasn't a living person on the island, not one. Dead bodies all over the island. I just gasped, and I asked Angel, what happened here? And he said, this entire island was brought under God's judgment. There is not one living soul on this island. And then he would take me clear back up into Europe. I mean, he took me to nations all over the southeast, but he also took me up back up to Europe, to France, and there's some kind of island off the coast of France that had been utterly destroyed the same way. It's coming. How much of this will come in the next 10 to 20 years, I don't know. But it is coming. It may be a spot here, a spot there, a spot here. But you know, you hope that as the nations hear about God's dealings with the unrepentant, that they will bring their people in, bring the truth to them, and bring, like in the days of Jonah, the people to repentance so that these things don't have to happen. This thing has already been decreed by the throne of God. The only thing that will stave this declaration and its fulfillment is repentance. Let's keep moving on. What Ricky shared with you regards this vision of that laser beam coming down upon that area. I told her, I said, you can imagine if that laser beam came down in that area up there near Ohio where the train was derailed because of what was sprayed all over the area from what took place. If this kind of scenario took place, we would see this outcome from it. And so we don't know how many cities have been in one way or another infested with this stuff throughout the world. This may not even be in America. It could be in Asia. It could be in Europe. We don't know how many cities will experience this. All we can do is pray for God's mercy, his grace, his spirit of contrition to fall upon the people, to see their sin and that they will repent, so that he can send his blessings. That is what he wants. It's not that people will meet the judgment. What he wants is repentance so that he can draw near and pour out his favor and his blessings upon the nations of the world. I hope that I make that clear. Sometimes it can be so overwhelming to hear the coming crises that we don't hear what God is saying we can do to avoid it. But we've got to pay attention to that, because you're needed in this hour to pray identificational repentance over the nations to help them come to grips with God's holy honor, his holy being. It isn't just his honor, it's his holy being. He is what he is. He is the righteous judge. So mercy, yes. Wonderful, yes. Counselor, yes. Mighty God, yes. But he's also the righteous king. Okay, so quickly, down to the return of God's government. I have seen, I've been taken to capitals all over the United States. These are state capitals as well as the federal capital. And I would see Jesus sitting in front of the Capitol building with the government upon his shoulder. He had taken up his rule, his authority over these states by bringing the righteousness back into the country, you know, the state. And the government had been placed back on his shoulder. So his nature, his character began to be revealed through government. And as this happened, there was such an outpouring of the favor of God. The Bible tells us that a nation is blessed whose God is the Lord. And it's true of states and cities. As we turn our nation one by one, or at the federal level, back over to rest on the shoulder of our Lord, we're going to find this nation blessed beyond anything we've ever known. I'm sorry, I'm about ready to lose my voice here. We love this passage of scripture, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And it's so true. I think about it and it just wells up inside of me, and I just want to burst into joyous laughter. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And so shall it be. As Ricky read, the purity of this nation will go back to the level of the 50s and 60s before things began to change so dramatically. That doesn't mean technology and things that are useful to humanity will also be reduced. That isn't what the Lord has told me. What he talked to me about at that time was simply the purity of the nation and how it would be restored. So this, the purging of the educational system, I've shared this with you before. I think Ricky has seen something also that she has shared, wherein our educational system, our schools, you will walk into the school at the height of this move of God, and you're going to be amazed at the holiness that will abound in the corridors and in the classrooms of these schools. I was led on a personal look-see by a principal of one of these schools, and I just couldn't believe how strong, how beautiful, how fragrant the holiness of God was every place she took me. It is going to be wonderful and very healing for our children. Praise God that he loves the children. There will be ethnic healing. Those of us who really treasure that have waited for a long time for it. The church has prayed for it for decades. And finally, God is going to bring that about. And this nation will prosper as this ethnic healing continues to grow, continues to develop. And God is going to show that the time is coming after the chaos. What is going to come out of that is God is going to restore the spirit of brotherhood to this nation. And it will touch all peoples, all races that are in this nation to develop a Christian brotherhood. It's going to be beautiful. Some of these things I talk about in various of my prophetic books, things that God started showing me decades ago. But once he starts opening these things up to us, we may see 2, 3, 5, 10 times similar visions saying the same thing, because he's trying to reinvigorate the fire that goes with this understanding. So if it sometimes sounds like we're being duplicating too much, don't ever look at it that way. When you go through the old covenant prophets, it was amazing how prophets will come, multiple prophets will come, giving the same message throughout the nation. Then the next generation, more multiplicity of prophets coming with the word of the Lord, the same word of the Lord. It's just the way he works. Okay, the economy will be healed. It will be definitely restored to a gold and asset-based economy. And if we will just believe in faith and pray that the digital economy of the elite not be allowed to prosper in this country, it won't, because that's not God's will. So he personally will fight it. That's what I'll say. I've seen the currency. He has shown it to me in visions. And it's not digital. It's currency. But it's going to be a healthy economic environment. praise God. And that, of course, will affect the world. We're all excited about the electoral laws being changed. I do want to say right here while I'm thinking about it, the court has apparently refused to give President Trump what he's due on his presidential immunities. They're saying, no, he doesn't deserve that. Why every other president in this country has reserved that right, our President Trump doesn't. So I want to invite you, I hope we pray about that tonight, Daryl. We need to pray about it, that God is not going to let that stand, because what is right is right. And so much of the things that he's been charged with, I'm sorry, is just not accurate. He's not guilty. So then we will see the loyalists coming. I know I've talked about these guys for years. They are coming. They are coming, and I could spend probably 2 hours talking just about that. The wonderful things that I've seen. But they are a gift to this nation from the very heart of God. So call them forth. Call them to come forth right on time in God's timing, and he will honor your prayers. And we've got down here that we're going to pray tonight for the black race, that God will deliver them from the slave mentality. I've had so many dreams and visions over the years about the heart of so many, such a percentage of the black race, especially the men, and how they're like chained under this slave mentality from their ancestors. And the ancestors of the races who put them into slavery. But God has waited a long time, you know. He's waited a long time for us to do all that we can do. And we just haven't quite hit the nail on the head. So he's going to sweep in, and he is going to break this mentality over the black race. It needs to be done. He told me that the time was going to come. I know I've shared this with some of you, but for those of you who have not heard it, the time is going to come that God is going to release within the black race gifts and abilities that are far superior to other people on the planet. And this is going to be such that people from other nations will be reaching out to people from the black race, wanting to bring them in to help them be a blessing to their nation, even because of their superior gifting. He showed this to me in visions. It started, I don't know, 15 years ago. And what I saw was just astounding. It was so beautiful. I mean, mathematicians, doctors who had superior ability to do what no other doctor has ever been able to do, scientific research. You think that the black race has a gift in music? Well, we've just seen nothing yet as to what's coming. So whether it be in entertainment or whether it be in just practical areas of need, there's going to be a release of gifting among the Black race. Writers, storytellers, I mean, it's just going to be incredible. And I think you intercessors that have stood in the gap for this, you are going to be so excited when you begin to see it be unveiled. We've seen the elite try to divide, that they may conquer in every conceivable way, starting with the races. But God is going to let them accomplish some of the things that they want to accomplish. He's going to bring them more completely to the place where they feel like they're not destructible, indestructible. And they'll get crazy with the things they're trying to do. And then God's going to pull the rug right out from under their feet. And what they have done to others and other nations will fall upon their own heads. Not because we decree it, but because that's what the Bible says is going to happen to those who practice evil. We're going to see it in our own lifetime. Ricky read for you those beautiful, beautiful passages of Scripture, so I won't reread it. I will say that God is most definitely going to pour out His Spirit upon America to raise up sufficient repentance to cause this new awakening to spread wider, to pour out deeper, thicker, until the whole map of America is covered thickly with the ocean of the Great Awakening. And other nations, it's going to travel through most nations of the world. There are some nations that will not see it because they passed their day of grace years before. But God will still reach into those nations and pull the people out that He wants to redeem because they want to be redeemed. He won't visit the nation, but He'll put the people in the right place at the right time to open the door of salvation to those who want it. And we've talked about this so many times too, that the signs and wonders, I've seen some such fantastic signs and wonders and visions that I just want to, you know, like hit my forehead. I can't believe what I'm seeing. But we're going to see the power of God, and it's just going to be staggering to the onlookers. And how many will open their hearts to Christ because of that. So keep praying that God will keep spreading the Great Awakening, that He'll keep preparing the nations to receive it, and that you, especially you intercessors, I want to see you blessed so much, and your families. So keep praying and keep believing. He'll do it. Okay, is there anything more you want to say, Ricky?
No, that was really great, though. It's really, really great. I'm so excited about what God is going to do. I know it's a hard word for people, for sure. But we have to look at what God is promising and what God plans to do on the other side of this. And just like Mom said, that's what the intercessors are for, to keep the nations stable in the midst of the shaking and to keep it from crumbling under the weight of the shaking. And so I know that she and I both are so grateful for you and your participation in this fight on behalf of the nation. So thank you, Mom. That was really, really powerful. Thank you.